Welcome to The Week Today, the news of the printed circuit design, manufacturing, and electronics supply chain for the week ending January 18, 2019. I'm Mike Buto, Editor-in-Chief of PCDNF and Circuits Assembly. Israeli media is reporting Orbotech has acquired all outstanding shares in Frontline PCB Solutions for $85 million in cash plus the potential of future payments. Orbotech, which was a 50% owner of the joint venture with Mentor Graphics, will also pay up to $30 million in future performance payments to Mentor. Fears that robots will eliminate your job are unfounded, with a growing number of employers planning to increase or maintain headcount as a result of automation. That's according to staffing company Manpower Group, whose survey of 19,000 employers across 44 countries found that 69% of firms were planning to maintain the size of their workforce, while another 18% wanted to hire more people as a result of automation. Automotive electronics continue to drive the industry. Wistron and its partners from an autonomous driving development team have unveiled their latest progress on the development of a car cloud computing service platform that integrates infotainment systems, AIoT, communication, and big data analysis. Tesla announced a second round of job cuts to rein in costs as it plans to increase production of lower-priced versions of its crucial Model 3 sedan. Separately, a report forecasts the automotive electronics market is expected to reach over $400 billion by 2024. In association news, the ECIA updated its 2D barcode labeling specification. IPC and the Wire Harness Manufacturers Association entered into an affiliation agreement. Per the agreement, IPC and WHMA will work to grow the involvement of the cable assembly and wire harness industry, and all WHMA members will become part of IPC. SMTA announced the keynotes for its upcoming Pan-Pacific Microelectronics Symposium. Addressing the annual conference next month will be Jun Mizuno, whose lab focuses on nano and microelectronic mechanical systems, Casper Janssen of Delft University, who will share research on integrating electronics and clothing, and Bob Allen of IBM, who will cover artificial intelligence-influenced material science and the design of adhesives for electronics. In assembly news, Aeolon's subsidiary in Estonia opened a 118,000-square-foot manufacturing plant outside Tallinn. The second-largest France-based EMS provider now employs 500 workers in Estonia, where it says further expansion is coming. Fellow EMS firm AllCircuits opened a new factory in Guadalajara, Mexico, as part of its strategy to become a global EMS company. In a news release, the company said it chose Guadalajara for the quality of its talent and infrastructure, which allows the EMS firm to support its international clients in the Americas. Plexus swung to a net profit of $22.2 million for its fiscal first quarter ended December 29. Revenue was up 13% year-over-year to $765.5 million. SMTC has been awarded a $9 million five-year contract to support the U.S. Naval Undersea Warfare Center Division. A new report claims Foxconn's main iPhone assembly plant has cut around 50,000 contract jobs since October. Turning to new products, Yamaha launched the YSP-10 solder paste printer, which has an automatic changeover system. Zestron released a mobile version of its cleaning process concentration monitor, the Zestron Eye Mobile. Rogers launched the RO3003G2 series of high-frequency laminates for radar sensor design. And Bowman rolled out G-Series XRF for analysis of precious metals, tin, and nickel on PCBs, wafers, connectors, and other electronic components. In market news, the global NAND flash industry is expected to spend $22 billion in total capital expenditures in 2019, down about 2%, says DRAM Exchange. Economists at a recent semi conference concluded that semiconductor shipment growth will see a noticeable slowdown in 2019 and 2020, but the industry is still healthy over the longer term. In fabrication news, TTM Technologies lowered its fourth quarter guidance to $705 million to $715 million, compared with previous guidance of $720 to $760 million. Despite the dip in the PCB market, some raw materials makers are setting revenue records. Giant Oak, a maker of drill pads, and copper foil supplier Jinju Development, both of Taiwan, reported record-high sales for 2018. And Elite Material expects to see 2019 revenue growth driven by robust demand from handset and automotive electronics sectors for its HDI laminate. Itronix has started research and development to recover tin and copper from the silver bullion produced by its PCB refining pilot plant. Finally, as we mentioned at the top of this report, the top news this week was Orbotech's acquisition of Frontline PCB. Orbotech's longstanding partner in the CAM tool provider has been, of course, Mentor, which itself is now part of Siemens. Given Frontline's position as a major supplier of PCB fabrication software, what does this mean for the future of data transfer formats? Mentor's ODB++ format and the consensus-written IPC2581 format have been locked for years in a struggle to gain traction against the de facto Gerber standard. Without Mentor's influence, will Frontline be more inclined to support a consortium-led effort? This has been The Week Today with Mike Buteau.